For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Thursday Eve, which means we're one day closer to the weekend. Hey guys, it's Mark Arum here and the Bananas with you for just an hour tonight. So we got to squeeze in a lot of good stuff before Bulldogs Live at 7 p.m. It's kind of like an overstuffed sausage. Haggis, if you will, Deb Green. You're familiar with haggis.
It's quite terrible.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I had some friends from Scotland make it. It's awful.
We'll save that for Does Alex Williams Know This Food? Haggis. We're here for an hour. Low T, by the way, just wrapped up the live broadcast down at Kirby G's.
Do we know if people bothered him?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him, so I have no idea.
But he's going to join us on the phone for Would You Rather come up in 30 minutes with little Sanjay. Two quick reminders before we get to the meat of the show. The haggis, the innards of the haggis of the show. Next Tuesday, you can see me, Longoria, and Loti at the Publix at 2451 Cumberland Parkway at Paces Ferry Center. We're going to do our show live from 6 to 8 p.m. there for the Publix Supermarkets and Atlanta Community Food Bank collecting donations for the Triple Team Traffic Food Drive. So a live broadcast. We'll be there from 6 to 8. Smile and Mark will be there from 4 to 6. Come by, make a difference in your community. Drop off some canned goods with the help of Publix and WSB. Again, that's next Tuesday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Publix at Cumberland Parkway. And executive producer Deb Green tells me less than 100 Christmas cards left. If you want the rare and elusive Mark Arum Show Christmas card, you need to tonight, before they're all gone, you need to email your mailing address, full name and mailing address, to Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at Cox Radio, or WSB Radio.
WSB Radio.
WSBRadio.com. So it's Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at WSBRadio.com. I want to start with a local story today. I moved here in 96 right out of college, so I didn't have the college experience here in Metro Atlanta. Obviously, I'm a big Georgia fan because we're the home of the Dogs. 95.5. I'm an adopted bulldog, if you will, Longoria.
Okay.
Scratch my belly and give me a cookie.
All right.
So I don't know much about the... I mean, there's a lot of institutions of higher learning here. For example, my girlfriend Maya graduated from Oglethorpe, and she did her graduate work and got her doctorate at Mercer. There is Emory. There is Georgia State, where Doug Turnbull went. Georgia Tech, obviously. There's a ton of institutions of higher learning, including Kennesaw State University, which, to be honest, I don't know much about.
I knew we have some people that graduated from KSU around here. That's about all I know about
it. I don't think I've ever been on the campus, but I know from my early days here that if I met an attractive girl out in Buckhead...
She was from KSU?
She went from KSU, yeah. Like, in the late 90s, that's all I knew about KSU was they had really attractive co-eds. That to me, is the limit of my KSU.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know much about that. And it's a huge institution now, and it's growing, and it's about to get bigger, Deb Green.
Yeah, they're looking to build a new $37 million dorm, and it's basically just for first-year students. So freshmen or people going to school again for the first time, they need to build a $37 million dorm, which is, 514 bedrooms.
Yeah,
or beds. Yeah, so I'm sure some of them will be double.
Double up, yeah.
That's a lot.
That is. To me, and this might be changing again, I'm going to plead ignorance on KSU. I love the Owls. I have no problem with them. I just don't know a lot about the university. But it seemed to me it always looked as a commuter school. Like, I thought most of the students commuted, you know, like, oh, you live in Ackworth and you go to Kennesaw, or you live in Marietta and you go to Kennesaw State.
I think that might have been how it started.
Exactly.
And then it's blown up from there.
Yeah. Apparently there is a wait list for housing of over 1,500 students. So people want to live on campus because I think it's
especially your first year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it enhances the college experience if you live on campus in a dorm or a townhouse, whatever. And so KSU, has an enrollment of 37,000 students. That's a monster. That's huge, Debbie. Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
I didn't realize how big it was either.
37 and 6,500 new freshman students this fall. That freshman class is twice as big as my graduating class where I went to college.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My graduating class, my whole enrollment, I'm sorry. When I went to Marist College, the whole school's enrollment was like 3,200 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Kennesaw's freshman class is double the enrollment of my school.
Did you live on the dorm?
So you sent me that story, and I started thinking about when I was a student, and I lived in two dorms. One year, my freshman year, Leo Hall, room 314. I'll never forget it. It was the coolest dorm room ever because it overlooked, and I didn't appreciate the time, but it overlooked the Hudson River.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
It was
nice.
literally like riverfront property. And the Hudson River, no offense to the Chattahoochee, but that's a river.
Big river.
Like,
yeah.
You can't swim across that thing without getting sucked down into Saugerties. And I had the train going by. I mean, it was the most beautiful dorm room view in the history of dorm room views, and I totally didn't appreciate it. And then my sophomore year, I moved into Champagne Hall, which was like the high-rise dorm on campus. High-rise, I say, it was like 7 floors.
Right, right.
But I started thinking about my dorm life and what a nerd I was. So freshman year, I was on the baseball team and the debate team, in which that took most of my time. And I had no money, and I just...
You were food insecure.
I was food insecure. So on Friday and Saturday nights, Longoria, this is how nerdy I was.
Okay.
Instead of going out to parties or whatever,
right.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. I would, in the front of Leo Hall, there's a security guard who was on there on duty from like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. checking IDs. I would sit down there and play chess with this guy.
What? No way.
I swear to God.
That was cool.
That was party night?
Friday and Saturdays, I had money. I had no friends outside of baseball and the debate team. And I would play chess with the security guard. He was from Nigeria. And all the other kids in the dorm would come out from going at parties, and they'd see me at 2 in the morning playing chess with the security guard.
I bet you know how to play chess good, though.
I don't think I ever beat him. He kicked my butt every... I love that, Doug. Good job. I'm going to steal that tomorrow on Channel 2. 285 is junk, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so here's what I want to talk about. We don't have much time.
Okay.
I want people to enlighten me about the current state of KSU, what kind of a school it is now. The vibe, I really plead ignorance. I don't know much about Kennesaw State University. So, Owl Nation, I want you to tell me about your school so I am informed. And I want to hear a dorm story. I'm going to tell you a dorm story. This was a prank played on me my sophomore year. And it's probably the greatest prank ever. My buddy Nick Rodriguez, who is now a detective in New York City. How that happened, I have no idea. But so I lived in Champagne Hall, and he went to the pet store and bought 100 live crickets and let them loose in my room.
Mm.
So
when
you turn the light out, they go, you know, they make all this noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what Nick didn't expect was them to get into the vent system. And they went all over the dorm. So I say 100. It might have been 1,000 crickets. I don't know. But, like, this was even before email. Like, they'd have to, like, hand-deliver flyers. Be like, whoever put the crickets in the dorm, you know, they couldn't even send out an email blast. Like, who did this? They did, like, hand-deliver a piece of paper. And be like, who put the crickets in? Anyway, it was on me. That was a pretty damn good prank.
That was.
Because anyone turns out in the light in the dorms, the crickets start... So the whole dorm, all 7 floors are just chirping with crickets. So that's my dorm story. If you lived in a dorm in honor of KSU's new $37 million resident hall, which hasn't been, it's in the process.
Have you seen what new dorms look like, though? Like, my niece sent me pictures. Mm-mm. They've got gyms and pools.
Really?
I mean, these are nicer than any apartment I ever had, even when I had a real job.
Yeah, the Leo Hall was pretty low rent.
I mean, it was a room with a bed. That was it.
That was basically it, except for the view. Oh, what a view I had. I missed that view. All right, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Educate me on KSU and give me a good dorm story. Having fun on a Thursday. AJ kicks us off in good old Sandy Springs. AJ, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, sir. What's going on?
Good, good. Actually, I went to KSU. I graduated KSU in 2017, and I went there for KSU. I actually had classes from 8 a.m. to 2, but I also had 2 full-time jobs. So I had a job from 3:30 to 11, and I also had a job overnight from 12 to 6.
Oh, my gosh.
So only times I really had off were on Fridays where we didn't really have class.
Yeah.
And I used to sleep in my car. If I knew that the dorms were going to be there, I want to know how much they are going to add tack on to the tuition.
I don't think. Listen, 37,000 students. I don't think. They're making money. They're doing fine. So you did not live in? You were a commuter student. You didn't live on campus.
No, I didn't. I actually lived on the southwest side of Atlanta.
Oh,
at
wow.
The time. I worked in downtown and in Buckhead.
But there were dorms there, though, right? You just didn't stay in them.
No, that's why I worked 2 jobs. So I wouldn't have to graduate with tons of student debt. So
no, listen, I my last 2 years of college, I worked full time and went to school full time. Without doing that, I'm not where I am today. That makes you grow up in a hurry when you got to work full time and go to school full time. Karen is in Tequila. Karen, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hello, Karen.
Well, so I'm a parent of 2 students that went to KSU.
A proud KSU owl mom.
Oh well, yeah. So my oldest daughter graduated last December, and yeah, let's talk about the dorms and let's talk about the money, because to build another $37 million building, man, they're charging each student $600, $625, $645, $675, depending on which kind of room you've got.
For so, what? For rent? For room and board?
For room, not board. That's a room.
What is board
so
anyway?
Food.
Real quick,
college,
Karen, because we're up against a hard break here. What were you paying per annum? Every year, that is, for your daughter's tuition, room, and board. Do you know?
Totally, I don't. Right,
okay.
Off the top of my
That's
head,
all right. Deb Green's going to get that info while we go to break. Little throwback Thursday. The Black Crowes have reunited. And guess what, Deb Green? We're giving away some Black Crowes tickets
That's
tonight.
Right.
I might not give them away. I might keep them. I love the Black Crowes. Throwback Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. Dorm stories. Educate me about KSU, 404-872-0750, on at Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Kennesaw State University planning on building a 500-room dorm for $37 million. Talking about KSU and some good dorm stories from back in the day. Jackson joins us in Duluth. Duluth is on fire. What's going on, Jackson?
Duluth is on fire, except for his eyes cold. What's going on, Mark?
How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I just graduated from KSU in May of this year. In my 6 years there, I feel like they definitely could have built a dorm building based off just the tuition I paid.
Are there dorms currently on campus?
Yeah, there are, and they're okay. Very expensive. I had the lowest tier, which is either have a single bedroom with a bath and Ooh. Or a double bed, your own room with a bath, and then it was $625 a month. Moved to a luxury apartment home the next year, it was $10 cheaper a month.
Oh my God, really? I'm moving to Kennesaw, Longoria.
Yeah,
they had their own restroom.
Right?
We had a restroom down the hall that we had
exactly.
to go to.
Exactly. And group showers. It was, yeah, it was crazy. All right, we'll come back more on KSU. I got some breaking Braves news as well. It's the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Hey, this is Lois Griffin, and you are listening to the Mark Arum Show.
Throwback Thursday, Black Crowes. We're giving away some Black Crowes tickets tonight on Tuesday, November 19th. You can see me in the Bananas. We broadcast live from the Publix, 2451 Cumberland Parkway, Paces Ferry Center. That's Tuesday, November 19th. We got breaking Braves news. Shlongoria.
Where is
the Braves have signed former San Francisco Giants closer Will Smith to a 3-year, $39 million contract, but he is apparently not going to close for the Braves. Melanson, he'll still close. And the MVP voting just announced. Cody Bellinger wins it for the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman came in 8th in voting. Josh Donaldson came in 11th. So good showing for our Braves. We're talking about KSU building some dorms before we get to Little Sanjay. Deb Green did some research, Longoria. You're not going to believe this.
Okay.
How much do you think tuition per year, is it year or semester, Deb Green?
Year? It says year.
How much tuition at KSU is for a year? Tuition only.
God, I don't even remember what I paid.
Well, you didn't go to KSU, so
no, I know, but I don't know. Let's just say $10,000.
$10,000? Nope.
No, it says the average tuition for a year is $4,000.
Only $4,000, but
that is why people go there.
But
oh yeah,
room and board
because
there are so few places to live on campus. Oh. How much is room and board, Deb Green?
$11,000.
Bam. Room
for
and board.
A year?
Yeah.
That's what you have to look forward to in a couple years.
More than twice.
No, they're living at home.
Tuition. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
we
why
live close to KSU.
So we'll talk about KSU and your dorm stories in just a second. But let's do a little Would You Rather with little Sanjay.
It's time. Or Would You Rather with little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the soothsayer, oh yeah, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He really wants Black Rose tickets. He's Big Sanjay with Would You Rather. You want some tickets there, Sanjay?
Oh, I want some tickets. And by the way, I'm going to tell you that I know lodging at KSU is $11,000 a year, but over here in Dunwoody, in my place, it's $10,000 a year. I just want to put that out
there. So you're going to rent out a room in your house to a co-ed for 10 grand a year. All right, fair enough.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, brass tacks accounting if you want to take Sanjay up on that offer. All right, so Chuck bailed.
I can't do Would You Rather. I'm a Kirby G.
Anyway,
answering all these questions.
So it's just we got to do real quick, too. So Scotty B, I'm gonna put you on the bench on this one, buddy, because we got to do Would You Rather really quick. Sanjay's going to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer them in studio, playing along in your car. First question, Sanjay.
All right, number one, would you rather live 1,000 years in the past or 1,000 years in the future?
I don't even know what's going to be here, 1,000 years in the future. So 1,000 years in the past, do the math for me, Deb. That's Middle Ages. That's before the Middle Ages. I'll go then.
1,000 years in the past. Isn't that like the Wild West and everything?
No, Deb, that's... No, Deb, no, not the Wild West.
I'm trying to think of...
There's if you live in America, it's there's no white folk here.
Perfect. Well, yeah. I
You'll
fit in.
That.
Yeah.
yeah. I'll fit
here.
In.
Yeah.
Right. Shlongoria.
Before they took it all away from us.
Yeah. Exactly.
1,000 years in the future.
1,000? Really?
Yeah.
I'm not confident anything's going to be here 1,000 years. I'm sticking with the past, even though the past sucked with no plumbing and toilet paper. But go ahead. Next question, Sanjay.
Number two, would you rather be fluent in one random language or be fluent with one random instrument?
I'll go instrument. I'm a bit of a linguist, but I think it'd be cool to you know a random instrument. I'll let the gods play Russian roulette and tell me what instrument I learned.
Spoons or harmonica or
well,
something
I do
like
the
that.
Spoons already,
all
so
right. Yeah, I'll do one instrument.
One instrument.
Yeah, instrument.
All right, next one, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather have a diet consisting of just eggnog or have a diet consisting of just candy corn for the full month of December?
Oh, my God.
I love eggnog. And thankfully, thanks to Publix, where shopping is a pleasure, I can now enjoy eggnog because they've got the lactate eggnog.
Mm.
So I'm going to go eggnog. I'm a huge eggnog guy.
Nothing is worse than candy corn. I don't really like eggnog, but it's way better than candy corn.
Candy corn is not my favorite, but I'll eat
terrible.
It.
Terrible.
I'll go with candy corn. I don't like eggnog. I hate eggnog.
By the way,
I don't like candy corn, by the way, either.
In 2017, I set the Guinness Book of World Records, Longoria.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you the truth. You can Google this.
Right.
As a Jewish man, drank more eggnog than any other Jewish man in the history of the world. That, my friends, is a Jew's nugget. Yeah, I love eggnog. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather ride a roller coaster for 2 hours straight or watch paint dry for 2 hours straight?
Paint dry. I can't deal with a roller coaster.
I'll do a roller coaster.
There's not much I can do. 2 hours in the same spot, like confined and have. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'll watch paint dry. Shlongoria.
Yeah, paint dry.
All right, real quick, final one, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather live in a world run by cats or dogs?
Dogs. Yeah.
Dogs.
All right, Sanjay.
Hate cat.
Decent effort tonight. We'll still get. Can we hook Sanjay up with Black Rose tickets? If none get scooped up by listeners,
I think so. Yes.
Or can I give them these now? That's not fair, right? To give our.
No.
We'll talk off the air.
We'll talk off the air. Sanjay is the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. Find him on Facebook. It's Brass Tax Accounting. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, Sanjay.
My man.
All right, there he is. Little Sanjay, Would You Rather. Coming back, Dorm Stories, KSU, and a whole bunch more. This is the Mark Arum Show, 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. All right, final segment of the show, and then we make way for Bulldogs Live, 404-872-0750, 1-800 WSB Talk. Robert joins us in Ellenwood. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. I'll be very quick. When I was in college, this really doesn't have to do with dorms, but chess, because when you brought up the story of playing chess with a security guard,
mm-hmm.
on Sunday nights, I would go to Waffle House and play chess. If I won, I got a free meal.
Oh, wow.
If the cook won, I paid them 100% tip.
I like that. I would have starved. I'm certainly not a good chess player. Or I wasn't. I mean, I haven't played in years. But I never beat him. Like, not even. I thought I was like, oh, I'm decent.
Even once.
Not even once. He didn't even throw me a bone like, all right, we'll draw this time. No, he kicked my butt every time. Bill's in Rockmart, Georgia. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
What up, brother?
I got a daughter there now. She's a junior. And one of the things I hadn't heard anybody mention, the dormitories that are on campus are not owned by Kennesaw. They're owned by the Kennesaw Foundation. That's one of the reasons they're as high as they are.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I'll tell you why. They are listed as a commuter school.
Oh, okay.
So there's even though they're kind of on campus, they're really not on campus.
Yeah. So my buddy went to Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute. Okay, which
is in Indiana.
It's in upstate New York. RPI. It's a really good school. And he was in a fraternity, and the fraternity house was on the school campus. It's the only part of campus that the school didn't own. Like the school built up around this, and the fraternity would never sell. Like they've offered them tens of millions of dollars for this, not a crappy house, but
right. This, just for the land, basically. Yeah.
And they won't sell it at all. Andrew's up next to the Mark Arum Show. What's cooking, Andrew?
Hey, buddy. You hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
Yep. I actually just graduated about a year ago. And it's actually, I was at Southern Poly before they merged with
Syracuse.
That's where a lot of the growth has come
exactly.
from.
Exactly. I forgot about
those
that.
8,000 students that they added from that. And those dorms are the real dorms that you would expect. I mean, cinder blocks, community halls, that sort of stuff. And it really is crazy. I mean, I had roommates from Savannah and Chattanooga, Tennessee. So, I mean, there are people that are coming in from different places.
It's a growing school, and certainly, yeah. I mean, higher education. I mean, we could do a whole show on what's the deal with higher education this year. So after I graduated school at Marist College, they started like expanding and building and do. So I go up there for my alumni weekend, and I had like the run-of-the-mill cafeteria.
Yeah.
This one, they got a sushi bar,
what?
A pasta bar.
Sushi bar? Serious?
Yeah, it's insane. Man. Like, I was there. Like, they had a waffle maker. Like, you could make yourself a Belgian waffle. Like, that was the height
of... How are kids food insecure?
Not at my old school. I couldn't get into the school now. Jim's in Stockbridge. Jim, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, what's up there, Mark?
My friend
lived in Sheehan Hall there at Marist.
Oh, and that was where all the cute girls lived.
Man, and I tell you what, it was his birthday when we played the Cardinals at the Ted. And you wouldn't let him in the cash machine just to go in there and pick it all up because he knew that Steve Smith played for Marist because you're both alumni from there. He cursed the Braves. We lost that game. We haven't won a playoff game since.
Do I know this guy?
Yeah, man, he's Sicilian, man. He put the Maluki on the Braves. He was laughing so hard when it was 11-0 this last five games.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
The
last time I put someone in the cash cube in a Braves game was like 2001. So
yeah, it was 2002.
All right, he put the Malacca on me, Longoria. Speaking of Malacca, hey Chef, I don't have time for your call, but do you want to go to the Black Crows?
Sure.
All right, hang on the line. Scott's going to get some info from you. Is this Russ in Gainesville? Russ, I'm sorry, just as regular Russ here. What do you got?
Oh, I'm stuck in Cummings still, and they kicked me out of the hotel room.
Oh, my goodness. So where are you sleeping tonight? In the caddy again?
I don't know. I mean, they want $90 for the room.
I'm getting the wrap-up, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Good luck. Chin up. Star of the show. Whatever. We ran out of time.
And now.
We're all getting one. All of us four, no Chuck. Chuck does not get star of the show. Bulldogs Live next. Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Peace.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.